Hank, what are the economic consequences from the surge in COVID-19 infections in Florida?
Nicole, nothing good. You know, the human toll is mounting fast, but as yet, there's no signs of travel cancellations or reductions in restaurant sales. But, you know, we know from past surges that if the current pace continues, it's going to be an inevitable erosion in economic activity. And it's important to remember that Florida still hasn't fully recovered. We're still down 400,000 jobs.
Now, there was some news that was framed as good from Governor Ron DeSantis' office. It's in the cruise ship industry. With sailing resuming and an appeals court found in favor of Governor DeSantis' suit against the CDC's sailing guidelines, is that good news objectively?
Well, not really, Nicole.
Can you explain that for me?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the favorable court decision is really just a pyrrhic victory because the cruise industry very well understands the risk of COVID to their business, and they continue to follow the CDC guidelines, and they're being very cautious. Now, regrettably, they're being hamstrung by Governor DeSantis' rather ill-considered policy to prohibit businesses in Florida from requiring customers to present proof of vaccination. So that's really restricted the cruise industry, which is just now beginning to sail at only 50% capacity, compared to what happened out in the western states, where governors didn't have that restriction, and they began full-time cruising at full capacity many, many months ago. So this is just one example of what I think is bad economic policy decisions by the governor.
But the governor was an early advocate for vaccinating seniors in Florida, right?
Oh, yeah, and that was very good. But since then, the governor really has been absent in leadership, and he's made some bad decisions. His hostility to masking, the premature opening of Florida's economy, the ending of daily COVID-19 reports, that's all examples of bad economic policy decisions. And the failure to exert leadership over the last few months has contributed to the current surge of infections. We appear to be reaching the limits of voluntary vaccination rates, Nicole, and it's leadership that can push more people to get vaccinated.
What types of economic policies can be pursued in Florida now to improve the situation?
Well, a new AP poll found that of the U.S. population that is not vaccinated, Nicole, 80% of them say they'll definitely not get vaccinated. Now, while economics supports the rights of individuals to make economic decisions that they believe are in their own best interest, when such decisions have unintended and negative spillover effects on other people and societies, it's the job of government to step in and to protect society. And as a result, a number of governments, Nicole, are now mandating their employees be vaccinated. Even though vaccination mandates are unpopular, they work.
Is there evidence that they work?
Yeah. You know, before Houston Methodist became one of the first hospital systems in the U.S. to require COVID-19 vaccines, about 85% of its employees were vaccinated. But after the mandate, that share rose to 98%, with the remaining 2% receiving exemptions for medical or religious reasons, and less than one-half of 1% of all the employees quit or were fired. And a recent Kaiser Family Foundation survey of Americans who had been opposed to getting vaccinated and later changed their minds, that survey found that mandates were the major factor.